The following recording was produced by the Queechy Church in Queechy, Vermont. For more information on the church, its activities, and resources, please visit us online at www.queechychurch.org.
Good morning. As I said, I'm Shirley Adams, and my family and I have been a part of CRC for about 6 years now. And I was very privileged to attend the women's retreat last weekend. It was held at Pilgrim Pines, which is a Christian campground retreat center in Swansea, New Hampshire. And if you don't know where Swansea, New Hampshire is right next door to Keene, New Hampshire. So about an hour and some change from here. I was able to go Friday night and during the day Saturday. Some people can actually stay in through Sunday night, but I had to come back. And the theme was, how does your garden grow? And growing in our relationships in grace and truth. We were very blessed to have two testimonies. Elena Marshall was on Saturday. Lisa Burton was on Friday night. And also had two just amazing women who were speaking. Rebecca Strickfadden on Saturday morning and Susie Motter Saturday afternoon. Gosh, where to start? Friday night was just a wonderful time to gather together. I was also a group leader. And so we had this amazing mix of one person from Hanover who's in my community group, two people from here, and two people from the Brownsville church. And it was just a wonderful time, even though we were coming from sort of different locations, that what we had in common was our love of Christ. And to be able to spend some time just talking about what does that look like, what is our relationship, where are we at. So it was just a really, really wonderful, wonderful time. Saturday morning was really interesting because Rebecca does, I guess it's called experiential teaching, because she works with college students. So we basically pushed all the chairs all the way back, and there was a room about probably this big. And there was a big rope down one section and then the other, and so there's like four quadrants. And she had these big sheets of paper, and in one quadrant was just the word performance. And in another quadrant was isolation, and in another quadrant was excess, and then she left the other one blank. And we all there was about 50 some odd women. She said, the first thing you're going to do is start in performance, and you'll have to hop on one leg, and then if you mess up or fall down, you have to go to one of the other two quadrants. Well, okay, I didn't do so well, so I was one of the first people left. And I went to isolation. Well, when you go to isolation, you have to not look at anybody, not talk to anybody, and not react to anything that's going on. I was actually doing okay with that until somebody sprinkled water in the back of my neck, and I hear this kind of evil laugh, which I recognize as being Dori Willeman. And I went, what? Well, so then I had to leave there. Well, when you go to excess, there was all this water to drink and this like big bowls of tortilla chips and this big bowl of candy. And the rules there were you have to either not stop talking, not stop drinking, or not stop eating. So there was this whole noise going on right next to isolation, which was very distracting. So then we stopped, and we all gathered together and talked about, well, what is it like to be in performance? What is it like to be in isolation? What is it like to be in excess? And where do we trip up in our walk? It was so amazing to hear the other women talk about their perspectives and their experience. How difficult sometimes it is to be in performance. I was in an accident a few years ago, and so hopping on one leg is really difficult for me. And I just felt that pressure of all these young gals who were just hopping around like little kangaroos. Here I am, the first one over in isolation. And then I get to isolation, I'm like, oh, this works for me. And but you could hear all the people in excess having such a good time, and I felt like I'm missing out. And then you get to excess, and I found myself munching on tortilla chips, looking at the people in isolation, thinking, I think I want to go sprinkle water on them, too. So it was a really amazing experience. And then in the last quadrant is grace and truth. And how do we move out of those other three in our humanity to meet Christ in grace and truth? So it was really, and then we broke into small groups. It was really a really amazing thing that she did. And Susie, I'll confess, Susie talk was also amazing, but I had only had 4 hours of sleep, so I can't wax as eloquently about the afternoon. But she also was talking about grace and truth. She told a wonderful story about going in a golf cart with her kids and how they were trying to steer and they go back and forth, and how we also do that in our walk. We kind of go to extremes instead of being balanced, and that's where Christ is also. So those were like the overall teachings. One of the wonderful things I love about the retreat is where the Spirit is working, where you have random conversations that aren't planned. I spent time just unexpectedly praying with women who are struggling through things or having lengthy discussions about where we are in our walk. I tried to get a cup of coffee and was on the side of the road for 40 minutes talking with somebody before I ever get to the coffee thing. And seeing all of what God is really doing in our own lives and as a whole, where we're struggling. I love the fact that my roomie and I literally were in bed, lights off, talking and falling asleep at the same time. It really is just so precious. It is a beautiful location. There's a lake. We get to have some solitude where I just sat on a picnic table and was just reading some scripture and just processing, you know, where am I at? Where am I in those four quadrants? Where do I fall? It was really a beautiful time. I highly encourage people to go. I'm going to throw Catherine under the bus. She was on the committee. They did an amazing job. She has way more details probably than I do. But all of the details were so well executed. Really had a lovely time. So I really do encourage you to, if you have more questions, ask Catherine or me. But it was great. So thank you.